Dinner news.
Last night, I had porridge.
What?
That's all I ate last night.
Seriously?
Alan lives with the three bears, doesn't he?
I did.
Yeah, he really does, though, Dave.
I'd eaten quite a lot yesterday.
Tony, Marcus and Brian.
Again, though, on the...
They work as doormen at that club down the street.
On the warmest day of the year, you chose to have porridge.
Well, it wasn't warm in my flat. It was quite cool.
What did your other half have?
I don't think he ate. He was out last night.
He came in and he goes, "This is way too hot for me." And he went, "There's another one." He goes, "This is way too cold for me." And then he went and got another one. He said, "This is just right."
Yeah.
No, they didn't do that.
Mm. Right.
No, different size chairs everywhere.
No, I'm weird like that. So,
what time did you go to bed?
About 10:30 last night.
Did you think that anybody had been in there before you?
Well, the cleaner.
Been in your bed?
Well, she made it.
Right.
What? Right, I was going to say. Right.
That's not... He's not really picking up on the three bear story.
I can't remember the story.
You can't remember the story? All right, well...
I know there were three bears.
Okay, tell it. What do you think the story of the three bears is?
The three bears.
Okay, what's the story? It's a very, very, very famous
story. I know. I normally could remember, but the thing is...
So the story about the three bears is what? What's the premise of the story? Have a little think, come on.
I'm thinking.
You can do this.
Hang on. Well, Dave's put me in the right direction with the fact that there was porridge involved and one liked it. No, yeah. One thought it was too hot, one thought it was too cold, and the other one thought it was just right.
Right, okay. So what did So you're saying what? The bears sit down to eat the porridge?
Yeah.
And one of the bears says...
It's too hot.
It's too... And the other bear says...
It's too cold.
And the other bear says...
It's just right.
And then what happens after that? So one of them eats the porridge and the other two, what, leave it? Or does one wait for it to cool down, the other one heats it up?
It's possibly not the best story ever.
No, I'm fascinated to know where your brain is going.
I don't know the end of the story.
You don't? Where are they? Where are these bears?
In the woods.
They're in the woods?
They always are. These stories are always in the woods.
Where do they live?
In a cottage.
They live in a cottage?
Like a bungalow cottage, because they never have stairs.
So they live in a bungalow in the woods?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And who makes the porridge?
Don't know.
Maybe that's not mentioned.
Maybe it is.
So, isn't this amazing? It's like having Ollie Mers back again.
I've heard the story. I know the story exists. I just can't remember it.
So the story is about three bears
in the woods.
Eating porridge. Right. And that's it? Is there a grandma involved?
No, because that was the one where she got eaten until Red Riding Hood came along.
Right, okay. Yeah. Is there a wolf?
Again, Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
Is this the same story?
No. We're just asking. So it's just the three bears.
I don't remember the story.
Anybody else?
There's normally a human involved somewhere, isn't there?
Right. Yeah.
So is it the three bears and a human, or is it a human and the three bears?
I just completely blank. Wow. I want to say Goldilocks, but no, she was up a tower, wasn't she?
That's right. She was up a tower.
Goldilocks was what?
She was up a tower.
That's
and
it.
What? Throw
she
her
was
hair
busy.
Out.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
And there was no bears involved there. No.
Hang on. Let me write.
It was so hair, three, not bears, wasn't it?
Three yeah. bears, cottage, woods, porridge,
yes.
right? And then grandma, you're saying, eaten by Red Riding Hood.
Well, that's not the that's a different story, that one.
Right, okay. And then Goldilocks.
Was up a tower.
She was up a... tower
and got rescued by a prince, so there's no bears involved.
And yep. She was rescued by a prince. Why was she in a tower?
Probably something to do with evil, jealous sisters or you know, stepmothers. They normally are again, right. And they have a type.
And how does the prince rescue Goldilocks?
By climbing up her hair.
By climbing up her hair.
That sounds painful,
yeah.
Isn't right. it?
So.
It's like you've been hypnotised by Paul McKenna.
Or Paul McCartney.
Can I just say,
Paul McCartney.
Brad in Maidstone is texting going, and the sad thing is, he's not putting it on.
No, he's really not. He's genuinely not
putting it on. Look, I've been told the story. Of course I've been told the
Kerry
story.
Kerry in South Wales says, please don't tell Alan the ending, it will spoil it.
Abseil up her hair.
Which one do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the three bears, or do you want to talk about Goldilocks?
Do we really want this conversation?
Oh, God, yes. Like, you wouldn't believe.
No,
this is
on.
Like, this is the equivalent of Dave going, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday. Why are you all laughing?
Because people are now automatically going to go, how could he produce a radio show when he doesn't know the Three Bears story?
And to be fair, it's a valid question.
No, it's not.
They've got a point.
Right, so Goldilocks is in a tower.
My dad's saying I can't look after my niece anymore. Well, I didn't tell her the Three Bears story.
Shemai, Alan's dad.
I teach you Welsh words and stuff.
I'm really sorry, Alan's dad. I know you're going...
Oh, I can't remember.
I know, Chris, shut up now. I can't stop this. This is gold.
What is it?
Goldilocks. It lets down a hair.
Oh, it is.
What?
Hang on.
What? What?
Goldilocks and Three Bears.
What are you saying?
Isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Goldilocks and Three Bears, and it's... So who's at the tower? Hang on. Goldilocks and Three Bears. That sounds right.
Forget about the tower.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Three Bears story is now what?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You're not 100% convinced, though, are you?
No.
And what's the... Do you want to go back to the porridge thing? Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and there's porridge. Who says it's too hot?
Dave said the bears.
No, what? Did he? Think about it.
Did I?
Who says it's too hot? Who says
it must be Goldilocks, because she's the female human in the story.
Right.
There's always a human, isn't there?
And bears can't talk.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Let me get...
What about this? What about this for a phrase? For a question, ready?
Yeah.
Who's been sleeping in my bed? Is that ringing a bell?
And who's been sleeping in my bed?
Deep voice for Goldilocks.
Oh, right. Okay, what...
Oh no, the bears are speaking now.
Yeah. Said the bear.
Who's got beds in the forest? Who's got beds in the forest?
People who live in cottages.
Right, and which? Who are these people that we speak of that live in cottages in the woods?
Goldilocks.
No, bears! Oh my god!
Why would bears have cottages?
What, they've got it? But that's where they live!
Yeah.
Granted, in real...
Why would bears be eating porridge, you donut?
They'll eat whatever's left out for them, surely.
And they sleep in beds, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Unlike in real life, these bears live in a cottage rather than under some, you know, trees and stuff. Yeah.
Can you print me off the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears? And I want Alan to read it on the air.
I'll read it.
Yeah.
Because I think you'll be like, Goldilocks Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Try and get the most abbreviated version, though, because there are some lengthy ones.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, so who's up the tower?
What?
Who's up the tower?
Do you want us to tell you?
Dr. Fox!
He's
at the top of the tower!
Up the tower was another blonde female storybook character called Rapunzel. Okay?
Rapunzel.
Now, Rapunzel, I believe, was locked in the tower by Rumpelstiltskin. Is that right?
I don't know. Details.
Was that a different
story? Oh, now that's just details.
Or is that a different story?
I don't know. I was never really into that one.
Oh, Chris!
What? Oh, I know. I'm all over Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Do you know who'd know the answer to all of these things? Nicole?
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Don't look at it yet, Alan.
Oh, okay. Give
it to you. Rapunzel, let down your hair. I want to climb up there and play with your hair or something.
No bears involved.
Okay, we need some storytelling music.
Yeah.
You can have the baby theme tune if you want.
Okay. That'll do. Do you know what? It's amazing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of people ask the question, how much of the show do you plan in advance? And that is not a joke, by the way. Mm.
Do you really just wing it?
There are three bears in the woods, and it's absolutely perfectly normal for them to eat porridge, make themselves and eat porridge.
Yeah.
But why would they sleep in a bed? That would be crazy, right? Anyway, meanwhile, Goldilocks is up a tower being rescued by a prince, and Red Riding Hood is eating grandma in a bed.
A wolf's eating grandma in a bed.
A wolf is eating grandma. Mm.
Yeah.
Right, so where does Red Riding Hood come into it?
She thinks that grandma's still there and is talking to the wolf.
What do you mean?
So where does she think the grandma is when she's talking to the wolf, though?
Because grandma's in bed, in this cottage in the woods, like they always do.
Where's the wolf?
Where's the wolf when this
The wolf's eaten her.
Right.
Who?
The grandma.
Right.
So who's Red Riding Hood talking to?
Well, unfortunately, she's talking to the wolf because the wolf now has enough brains to realise what's the point just killing her straight away when you can make this story last a bit longer.
Right.
But hang on a second, but how does she confuse a wolf for a grandmother?
It is a bit of a silly story.
Right. Mm. Is it the hairy face?
Or the fact that he's wearing grandma's clothes.
The wolf wears the clothes of a dead grandmother?
That's a bit dark.
But then in the end, the dad comes along and gets grandma out.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lets down his long blonde hair.
Yeah.
But no, he like opens a wolf's stomach with an axe. It's quite violent, actually.
It is now, put it like that.
Do you know what, it genuinely is so. When you read it with kids, you kind of go, really?
Mm.
Louise in Northumberland says her six-year-old is laughing her head off.
I read that to my 10-month son last night, and he can probably tell the story better than Alec can, and he can't talk yet.
Almost there.
Okay.
3 more seconds.
Alan is going to now read to you the story of Goldilocks and the three towers with long hair and princes. And it'll be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I'm quite excited. I'm going to get the detail on this.
Well, yeah, it's like revision, isn't it?
Will you also play the character?
Yet. We've still not fixed the echo.
I have my meeting today, I'm sorry.
So the monitor's screwed, the echo's screwed, nothing in this place is working. Do we report this?
To this person.
And they ignored it?
No, not to us, just we're meeting up to discuss it.
Did we report the fact that the echo machine's not working?
Not separately from that, no.
Right, so we didn't?
No.
Okay. Why bother? Oh, by the way, I'm not coming in tomorrow, just so everyone knows. Because if the equipment's working, why should I bother? You ready?
Okay.
All right. It's me throwing a strop. It's too early in the morning to get angry about it. All right, here we go. And now the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears is read by Allard Hayden-Jones.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
At any point you come across something you didn't realise, feel free to go, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Or if it makes sense.
She was a little girl.
Yeah. Right. Also, can you try and differentiate the voices of the three bears?
Yes.
So kind of go high, middle and low. Go ahead.
Who's in my bed? Who's in
my bed?
Yeah, it's important.
She went for a walk in the forest. Pretty soon, she came upon a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in. A little bit rude. Shouldn't do things like that.
No, she shouldn't do, shouldn't she?
At the table... Hello. At the table in the cottage...
Does she need to close the door?
Yeah. There were three bowls of porridge.
Oh.
Goldilocks was hungry. Again, very rude. She tasted the porridge from the first bowl. This porridge is too hot, she exclaimed.
Sounds like you, doesn't she?
This porridge is too hot, she exclaimed. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. This porridge is too cold, she said. So she tasted the last bowl of porridge.
A little bit, isn't it?
Ah, this porridge is just right, she said happily, and she ate it all up.
Oh.
After she'd eaten the three bears' breakfast... Oh, the three bears' breakfast. She decided she was feeling a little bit tired.
Right.
So she walked into the living room where she saw three chairs.
Oh.
Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet. This chair is too big, she exclaimed. So she sat in the second... This is a long story. This chair is too big too, she whined. So she tried the last and smallest chair. Ah, this chair is just right, she sighed. But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces.
Oh, no. Was she fat lass?
Maybe.
Right.
Goldilocks was very tired by this time, so she went upstairs to the bedroom. She lay down in the first bed, but it was too hard. Then she lay in the second bed, but it was too soft.
Too soft.
She then lay down in the third bed, and it was just right.
Mm.
Goldilocks fell asleep. I don't know any of this.
You don't know this
no,
bit?
Of
the
no,
story?
No,
remember this?
I don't know any.
No,
I,
not never in any bells.
Also, clearly wasn't a bungalow either, was it?
Oh, she went upstairs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And also, yes. they probably had one of those memory foam mattresses where it kind of moulds around your body.
Yeah.
They have memory foam mattresses, but not locks on the doors.
Oh, you're worried about the locks on the doors? Don't worry about the porridge-making bears who have built a house in the woods.
That's true. As she was sleeping,
And this skanky old fat cow wanders around the woods, eating other people's porridges, and then getting tired and breaking chairs.
And then goes to bed. As she was sleeping, the three bears came home.
Oh, no.
Someone's been eating my porridge, growled the papa bear.
Whoa, hang on. That wasn't a growl. That was mild annoyance.
You've got to be deep as my voice goes. All right.
More effort out.
When I hit puberty, I'll let you know. Someone's been eating my porridge, said Mama Bear.
Right.
Someone's been eating my porridge and they ate it all up, cried the baby bear.
So if you're a baby bear, you're still an actual bear, but you have the voice of a small child.
Was that a small child?
So what would a baby rabbit sound like, for example?
Yeah, well, they can't talk.
Well, let's...
Well, bears can, so perhaps the rabbits can.
What's that?
That's a rabbit.
Okay, but if it was a talking rabbit...
Oh, it's talking, he'd go...
Hi, I'm a baby rabbit.
Hi, I'm a baby rabbit.
And the bear says, the baby bear says...
Someone's been eating my porridge.
So a baby bear sounds the same as a baby rabbit.
It's kind of detailed.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just asking.
So anyway, then they walk into the front room and they discover the chairs. Someone's been sitting in my chair, growled the papa bear, then the mama, then the baby. They decided to look around some more, and when they got upstairs to the bedroom, papa bear growled, someone's been sleeping in my bed.
Oh.
And then the mama bear says, someone's been sleeping in my bed too.
Brilliant, isn't it?
And then the baby bear goes, someone's been sleeping in my bed, is she still here?
Oh my goodness.
Just then, Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears.
Oh.
She screamed help, and she ran, jumped up, and down the stairs. Okay, wrong way around. And ran away into the forest.
Right.
She never returned to the home of the three bears.
Oh.
Honestly, the end.
Yeah, that's it.
It goes nowhere.
Yeah.
What do you mean it goes nowhere? That's a lovely little story, huh? That's great.
It's a story which goes nowhere, Alan. And you don't think that's perfect for the opening half hour of this show?
Well, you know how these sort of stories are intended to send kids to sleep.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
if I was a 3-year-old and you're reading to me, I think I'd be lying there irritated by the fact that you stumbled all over it.
So the moral of the story is what?
Oh, there are none.
There's no moral.
There should be plenty of morals.
There are plenty of morals.
You don't walk into someone's house.
Absolutely.
You don't eat their food, break their
food. Well, number one, if you're a bear and you build a house in the woods and you pop out for a little walk before your breakfast, little tip, put the alarm on.
Or you lock the door.
Put the alarm on.
It's essentially trespassing, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Secondly, if you're a random dopey fat lass walking through the woods and you come across a house that looks like it's inhabited by bears, don't go in. Secondly, don't be rude and start woofing their food and breaking their chairs and sleeping in their bed. And thirdly, if you're a big daddy bear and you've built your own house in the woods and you know how to make porridge and you know what beds are and you have duvets and different type mattresses and you find a girl asleep in the... Get her eaten. She deserves it. And by the sound of it, she broke the chair downstairs, so she's obviously fat, so you could probably gorge on her, like, for a week. It's probably a 3-course meal. You missed out the bit where she lets her hair down from the tower as well.
That was Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you not think Goldilocks makes more sense for the hair story? Goldilocks?
She had golden locks of hair, did Goldilocks.
Rapunzel has nothing to do with hair.
Well, anyway, look, I think you did a very, very good job, Alad.
Thank you.
And now you know the story of...
The story of Goldilocks and the three bears.
That's right. It's not just the three bears, is it? There's Goldilocks involved.
Who says the BBC doesn't educate?
Whoa, easy. Sorry. Sorry about that. The orchestra getting a little bit trigger happy. Right, and there'll be more stories from Alad tomorrow at the same time. Here we go. Tomorrow we should do another one with him.
Definitely. What should we do tomorrow?
Which bedtime one? Stories at breakfast.
Is Cinderella A, adopted, B, an only child, or C?
I quite like the idea of having a little story every morning during this link.
It's nice.
Hansel and Gretel would be a good one, because that's quite involved,
that's
isn't
stupid.
It?
It's stupid.
It's not
stupid.
It is.
Why it's not.
Why are they left alone to walk through the forest?
Are they not orphans?
Can I just back this mastermind up a little bit?
Yeah.
You said what? Nursery writing the story? First?
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. And Alan goes, oh, and that's unbelievable. Why is that? I'm thinking he's going to say, because there's a house made of sweets, chocolate bars and candy sticks.
Yeah.
No, Alan goes, who lets two kids walk through the woods on their own?
It's a good question, though. In modern times, you wouldn't do it, would you?
Yeah. The There's a house made of sweeties.
I know, but he has got a point.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
And by the way, what's with all these woods with blooming houses in them?
I know, it's true.
I would have thought planning permission was difficult to build property in like,
definitely,
the woods anyway.
Because
they're normally protected areas, aren't they? It's like greenbelt.
Yeah.
You can't see the forest for the housing estate.
You can't. You really can't.
How weird is that? And do the bears ever go, by the way, little bear? Does the daddy bear ever go, little bear, don't go near that house made of sweets. A mad mental woman lives there. And the woman who lives in the house of sweets is going, I live in a house of sweets, but good lord, there's three bears eating porridge down there in a detached.
Exactly. Maybe you don't need the same planning permission if the house is constructed from food rather
maybe,
than...
Maybe, you're probably right.
It's just probably a loophole.
Yeah.
The fella's come down and gone, right, Mrs. Sweet House Lady. And she's like, well, there's nothing in the rules. Yeah. I checked the website. It says I can't make a house out of... Where am I going for this? What am I doing?
You wouldn't even get Wi-Fi in there, would you?
But her Wi-Fi, knowing her Wi-Fi, it'd be like licorice.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jaffa cakes or something made into a box. Should we do the news?
Yeah.
Here is the news and the sport. We're going to continue. It's a minute past 7. Parcel bomb.